In France, a political duel between two of the country's top statesmen is riveting the nation. One is the president, Nicolas Sarkozy. The other is his longtime rival, former Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin. The two men are fighting it out in a Paris courtroom and in the court of public opinion. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Some say you have to look back to the French Revolution and the rivalry between Danton and Robespierre to find such diametrically opposed political foes as Nicolas Sarkozy and Dominique de Villepin. It is a clash of the titans that has captivated the country, says Nicolas Dominac, editor of the political magazine Marianne.
Ça les passionne parce qu'il y a un côté romanesque.
There is a Romanesque quality to this fight. It's like two gamecocks going at each other in the ring until death. But this is also a confrontation between two models of French society. The traditional vision represented by literary Villepin, who is a romantic man of letters, and the modern way, incarnated by the capitalist, image-conscious, and Americanized Sarkozy.
Tall, dashing, and aristocratic, Dominique Marie François René Galouzeau de Villepin writes novels and poetry. Many say Villepin believes he has been anointed by destiny to serve his nation, even though he's never been elected to any position. Villepin attended elite French schools and rose through the ranks of diplomacy. Sarkozy is a nervy, short, anti-intellectual, the son of a Hungarian immigrant who fought his way up the political ladder. Sarkozy and Villepin both served in the cabinet of former President Jacques Chirac, and it was as Chirac's foreign minister that Villepin made his famous speech at the United Nations opposing the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Charles Bremner, correspondent for The Times of London, has been following the Sarko-Villepin rivalry for the last decade.
I think the UN speech in 2003 was Villepin's noble moment when he stood like his heroes de Gaulle and Napoleon and tried to hold back the tide. He sees himself as a resistant, and he apparently talks about himself as a resistant, like against the Nazi occupiers. And of course, the enemy is not the Germans this time, the enemy is Sarkozy.
Villepin and Sarkozy's hatred for one another isn't new. Privately, Villepin is said to refer to Sarkozy as the dwarf, but their conflict came to the surface when Villepin was accused of taking part in a plot to destroy Sarkozy's career by associating him with a scandal involving kickbacks from an arms deal. The trial, dubbed the French Watergate, began last October. In what was seen as a blow to Sarkozy, Villepin was acquitted of all charges.
Mon innocence a été reconnue.
My innocence has finally been recognized. I salute the courage of this court, which has put justice and the rule of law above politics.
Sarkozy, who once vowed to hang those who tried to smear him from a butcher's hook, was said to be enraged by the verdict. The next day, the Paris prosecutor, who is indirectly appointed by the president, announced he would appeal against the verdict. Villepin will be back in court by the end of this year. Les Guignols de l'Info is an extremely popular satirical puppet show. Every night on television, the lifelike marionettes impersonate and skewer the country's political elite.
Monsieur, bonjour. Pas de panique. C'est français. C'est la police française. Nicolas.
This episode portrays Villepin holed up as a clandestine resistance fighter. In bursts Sarkozy and his henchmen dressed like Gestapo agents. As marionette Villepin tries to protest, puppet Sarkozy tells him, save your pretty little speeches for the UN.
Tes beaux discours, tu les gardes pour l'ONU.
Julien Hervé is a writer for the show. He says the rivalry between the two men is electrifying an otherwise dull political scene. There's talk of Villepin running for president in 2012. While most people think he has no chance of beating Sarkozy, Hervé says he could divide the right and cause Sarkozy to lose to the socialist candidate.
Le rapport de force est clairement en faveur de Sarkozy.
Sarkozy clearly has all the power, but that's what makes this so great. Villepin thinks he's going to be called back to save the country, just like de Gaulle did. He thinks he's going to liberate the French from Sarkozy.
Some say with Villepin now tied up in court again, he won't be able to run for president. Others predict that Sarkozy's obsession to destroy him could turn Villepin into a victim and popular hero. Whatever the outcome, it's worth noting that both Danton and Robespierre finished their political careers under the guillotine. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.